Hello and welcome to systemgorilla.com. My name is Seb and today I want to talk to you about team collaboration. If you are a CTO or a different decider and you ever struggled with a team that didn't want to work together or just missed the right point in time, then listen to my podcast. I'll tell you how to diagnose the situation and find the root cause that needs a fix. Enjoy! You know, in many cases when a project just stalls or wouldn't move forward into any progress, it's a human issue. This is meaning that the collaboration between team members could be improved so that the progress of your project will start pick up again. But we're left with a question here. What is collaboration in general? I would define it as a chain of events where people exchange good results timely and jump in when their help is needed. Well-working cases need a minimum of supervision and management. They are self-sufficient. Every participant in a collaboration can be seen as a building block to a working chain. This building block can be analyzed with system theory methods, and this is where we're going now. So imagine every person in a collaboration to be its own process so that we can apply a process model. A process model gives us the opportunity to analyze each single step of the collaboration in a way that we're looking at its inputs, what does it get from other parties, to its outputs, what does it produce for other parties in the chain, towards its goal, what was the original idea of this person in the chain to produce and to help out. And next to input, outputs, and goal, we're dealing with disturbances on this building block, and we're dealing with metrics. Disturbances will tell you how the building block is put under pressure so it can't perform how it's supposed to do. And metrics are telling you where are we at in the collaboration process, how well do we perform. Let's deep dive into them. As we are going through a framework now that is supposed to help you fix collaboration issues, the three main questions of project management shall be asked all the time, no matter where we're at the process analysis. So the diagnosis is threefold. Are we in time with what we're trying to deliver? Are we in quality? Is the maturity of our result high enough in time? And is that part that we're trying to produce funded? Keep these three things in mind: time, quality, funding. Now we're going through the problem. So, from your perspective, the team won't collaborate, meaning it's not producing the right results at the end of the chain, so you have to go through the chain to figure out where the problem sits. The problem that we're just discussing means that at one point in your chain, the output of a collaboration building block, so a person's work if you want, is not aligning with the goal of that building block. The goal would be usually to provide a consistent stream of output results on time and in required quality. The output itself could be a disturbed, late, or low quality result. This could be, for example, that documents are not there at the right time, approvals are not completely done, supporting activity can't be performed, and enabling answers aren't given. If that's the output quality you're dealing with, I can see where the problem comes. It's the deviation between goal and output that is caused by either input disturbance or metric. After we have just understood that the problem occurs from a misalignment between output of a stakeholder and its goal for that collaborative building block, we can now go through inputs, disturbances, and metrics to figure where the problem sits. So let's start with the input, because usually a process goes from input to output. Input means, does the employee receive a funded input on time and in quality? So basically, all the things that he needs to perform his next working step. If you ask this question, does the employee receive everything he needs on time and in required quality, and the answer would be no, then note this malfunctioning part down and jump to the predecessing collaborator and repeat the diagnosis over there. Why? Because that input that you have in a collaboration chain will be fed by a predecessing collaborator. And if he cannot provide his outputs timely and in the respected quality, then it will be a problem downstream in the collaboration chain. Also ask, did the predecessor even know at all he should deliver something at what point? From my own experiences diagnosing collaboration, I can say that many, many times when the collaboration breaks down at a certain point, somebody wouldn't deliver something and you follow backwards the chain down to its source, you will figure out that he was not getting everything he needed to provide. And then if you go backwards down the chain, this can repeat several times. So until you're down there at the very source of the issue, where was the start of all of that? You can't fix downstream what was done wrong at the very beginning. You can just apply short-term solutions downstream, but you will not capture the root cause. Another thing that came up from my experience is that a lot of people would call this a disturbance in the flow, whereas in our process model, it's not a disturbance, it's a delayed input. But now that we're at disturbances already, let's jump there. A disturbance can be defined as a constant disturbing factor that undermines collaboration efforts. A disturbance, in contrast to an input, cannot be controlled because at that current point in time, it is something that's out of your range of decision making. Typical disturbances with some good solution approaches are coming now. A disturbance could be an ongoing ambiguity, in which case you would have to provide a better process requirement and also give priorities to your collaborator. Also, ongoing employee overload could be a disturbing factor, because the employee is not energetic enough anymore to take care of your collaboration issue. In this case, you would have to provide a better training for the employee and guidance how to get through these topics. Another typical disturbance could also be coming from the personal side. So in case your collaborator has personal issues, it would be good if you provided a listening ear and allow some humanness. That would mean some wiggle room in the collaboration chain. If in any way we can make a disturbance a controllable input to the process, the difference is a disturbance is just being watched in awe, whereas a controllable input has the opportunity to change something. We have it in our hands. So again, if in any case we can make a disturbance a controllable input to the process, we have a higher degree of control and therefore of process performance. Brainstorming can help here with your employees. Which potential disturbances can we take control of differently? As a CTO, asking these questions or having them asked by systemgorilla.com, you would need some willingness to change the processes and improve stakeholder involvement. So now about metrics, meaning how do we measure the success of a collaborator before we have our results too late? Yeah, that's the overall question. We want to have a kind of a life update on how the process is going at each step without putting too much pressure on the one analyzing the KPIs or metrics and without pushing too much effort into looking at it all the time. So just the right amount of info to know what's going on. So when you diagnose your collaboration step, it would be good to ask, how do we monitor the progress before the end result is expected? For example, this could be done in a regular working status for problematic process parts. Regular means a Jour fix character so that you're having a look at it over and over again and make sure it never slips you. Also, which critical indicator shows early deviations and leaves time for a resolution? In this very case, it would be useful to measure the adherence to a detailed delivery subplan, especially for multi-stage results. So the longer your collaboration chain gets, the more important it is to do single-step metrics. Also, ask yourself, do I really measure the motivation to improve collaborative efforts? Here it would be useful to have a trend analysis of recurring workstep achievements, especially seeing them progress over time, so being done more efficiently or in better quality. From my own experiences, I want to let you know that motivation for collaboration has a human-centered factor in it, which has the highest impact of all. A motivated team needs to feel safe, heard, and supported. This can only come from the human-centered focus of your leadership. Keep in mind that the problem of lacking collaboration propagates through the process chain downstream. Oftentimes, the localization of the issue is harder than the fix. Let System Gorilla help your team with it. And for that purpose, I'm gonna summarize shortly what we have learned today. Fact 1. Collaboration serves like a chain of events, and a deviation from a good process will propagate downstream. Fact 2. If you want to find the root cause for a lacking collaboration, you have to do the analysis vice versa, not from input to output, but upstream. Fact 3. Our process framework consists of input, output, the goal of the process, disturbance, and metrics. If you look at each one of them, you will for sure find your root cause. Fact 4. For every of these criteria, ask yourself the project management questions. Is it on time? Does it provide the right quality? Is the work funded? Fact 5. The collaboration of your team is always a mirror of the human-centeredness of your leadership style. Make sure within your diagnosis for lacking collaboration, you have a look at each one of these points. If you need some help, support, or brain capacity at this point, don't hesitate contacting me at systemgorilla.com. You can get a free 20-minute sparring to help accelerate your solutions. My name is Seb. I hope you liked that podcast and found it interesting for your work life, and will stay in touch. Enjoy your day.